says, World Football Governing Body, FIFA, cannot circumvent the commission's decision to suspend Sierra Leone Football Association President Aisha Johansson and her Secretary General Christopher Kamara. FIFA has said that the reinstatement of the two was a precondition for lifting Sierra Leone's suspension. The two had been suspended on corruption allegation. The commission's decision also means that this Thursday's game between the Ghana Black Stars and Sierra Leone will not take place. Anti-Corruption Commission Chairman Francis Ben Kaifala says fighting corruption is the biggest emergency for Sierra Leone and that the citizens are willing to choose the fight against corruption over football.
The law of our land is very clear that when a person is charged with corruption and standing trial, that person should be suspended until the end of the trial. And there is no exception provided under our laws for that particular law. So definitely we will not be bowing down to FIFA's demands.
Sierra Leone was supposed to be playing a game this Thursday, Mr. Chairman. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know what that would lead to. What I know is what the law says. And that law does not have an exception, so I don't know what that means. But I guess that means that we will not be able to participate in the game. As a country, I believe my countrymen who are very strong are ready for this. They believe in a fight against corruption and know that corruption is what is urgent for Sierra Leone. And if this is a sacrifice we all have to pay to put the country on track in the fight against corruption, then we are prepared for it.
You talk about sacrifice, Mr. Chairman, and people say all over the world, football, even when people are hungry, they want to see football. They want to play football. Are you not sacrificing the people of Sierra Leone?
No, I'm not sacrificing the people of Sierra Leone. The people of Sierra Leone are overwhelmingly in support of what the Anti-Corruption Commission is doing. They are aware that this is not a decision taken by Francis Ben Kaifala. They are aware that this is what our law provides, and if we are going to be serious about fighting corruption, we cannot undermine our own laws in this way. We believe that FIFA has to understand that the world has moved on. The fight against corruption ought to be an exception to the general policy they have. And if they are not willing to try to align their policies with the trend around the world in fighting corruption, then there's a serious problem with FIFA, not with us.
The last time I spoke with you, Mr. Chairman, you said you hope that FIFA should be supporting your efforts. What do you mean?
We believe that FIFA should understand that we are fighting corruption in the game of football itself, as we are fighting it generally in the country. So if our processes are fair, I think what they can do is to support us in those regards. Don't forget, we did not bring in somebody to take over the SLFA. What happened is that the vice president took over after the president was asked to step aside. That is why you have vice presidents in the first place, when such situations arise. So FIFA cannot take such a blanket positioning as if somebody has installed a complete stranger to run the affairs of football in the country. No, it is not correct. So I think that there has to be some realignment with FIFA, with the global trend of fighting corruption.
Mr. Chairman, before I let you go, you said that you think that FIFA's position is nothing less than a violation of Sierra Leone's national sovereignty. Those are strong words. What do you mean?
Well, as you are aware, Sierra Leone is a sovereign state. Section 105 of the Constitution of Sierra Leone makes the Parliament of Sierra Leone the supreme legislative authority. Therefore, the laws of Sierra Leone are supreme, except where they have to make way for international law. FIFA's rules are not international law. They have not graduated into customary international law, so they cannot supersede the laws of Sierra Leone. So what in essence FIFA is saying is that their rules, which are not our laws or which are not even international law, should supersede our laws. And in our country, the law that governs the fight against corruption is very strong. It's among the strongest in Africa. We cannot undermine it simply because we love football. We have to make a sacrifice to make sure that what we do is in line with the law for the game, as far as the fight against corruption is concerned. So the people of Sierra Leone are very strong on this. If you monitor social media, if you speak to the typical Sierra Leonean, you understand that this is one decision which the country is unanimously in support of.
Mr. Chairman, we are always happy to have you on Daybreak Africa. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, James.
Francis Ben Kaifala is the head of Sierra Leone's Anti-Corruption Commission. He's speaking with me from the capital, Freetown. Briefly, before we leave you, a summary of African news. As Cameroon continues to tally the votes from Sunday's presidential election,